It's time to bring to you today's message by Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. May God bless you as you listen.
David said,
David is okay.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord.
For
he is good. And his mercy endureth
forever.
Brethren, if the Lord has been good to you, thank him this morning. Just say, Father, I thank you for being good to me. Thank you for the salvation of my soul. Thank you for my health. Thank you for my strength. Thank you for my joy. Thank you because I have seen the 11th month of this year. Thank you because I know my tomorrow will be all right. Thank you because you are my friend, you are my supporter, you are my all in all. Thank you because you have been good to me. Thank you for covering my secrets. Thank you for not leaving me to the enemy. Thank you because you are always there. Anytime I need you, I can always see you. Anytime I want to talk with you, I don't need to book an appointment. You are such a good God. Thank you, Father, for being good, for being kind, for being faithful, for being dependable. Thank you for being strong. Thank you for being holy. Thank you because you will never lie. Thank you because your words are yea and amen. Your word is forever settled. I can rely on you. I can trust you. I can go to sleep knowing that you will be there tomorrow morning. I can go to sleep knowing that the one who keeps me will neither sleep nor slumber. Thank you, Father, because you are good. Thank you because your mercy endureth forever. Thank you for being merciful unto me. Thank you for all that you have done. Every day of my life, you woke me up. It's not everybody who slept who woke up. Thank you for waking me up this morning. Thank you that I can open my mouth. I can sing your praise. Thank you, I can see here. I can see here the beautiful music. Thank you that I can walk. Thank you that I can clap. Thank you that I can dance. Thank you because you are good. Thank you because your mercy endures forever. Glory be to your name, Lord. Thank you, my Father. Thank you for being good. Thank you. Thank you for being good. Thank you for being merciful. Thank you for being kind. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to your name. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
I want you to pray just one prayer this morning. And say, Father, because your mercy endureth forever, please, don't remove your mercy from me. Let's talk to the Lord. Because your mercy endureth forever, please don't take your mercy away from me. It is your mercy, it is because of your mercy that I am not consumed. It's because of your compassion, that's why I am standing today. It is your mercy that saved me. It is your mercy that sought me and found me. and saved me and changed my life. Please don't take your mercy away from me, because your mercy endureth forever. Let it endure forever for me. Just keep on being merciful unto me all the days of my life. Father, let your mercy continue to be available unto me all the days of my life. Thank you, Father. Oh, yes. I know your mercy endureth forever. Let it endure forever for me. Don't take your mercy away from me. We thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you adoration. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Father, we love you, because you are a wonderful God. You have been very, very good to us. And we will continue to praise you. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Because your mercy endureth forever, let your mercy remain with us. The mercy that sought us. The mercy that found us. The mercy that saved us. The mercy that healed us. The mercy that provided for our needs. Father, let the mercy continue in Jesus' name. Let the mercy take us to heaven in Jesus' name. Today, Father, we are praying again, especially for your children who have been faithful in the payment of their tithes and in the giving of their offerings. Father, you are the one who promised. You said, if we bring all the tithes into your house, you will open the windows of heaven. This is your promise fulfilled for your children in Jesus' name. You say you will pour in blessings that there will not be enough room to receive. Father, we pray that beginning from now, the kind of blessing that will cause us to say, God, this is too much, give to your children in Jesus' name. Supernatural abundance, give to us in Jesus' name. Let the blessings of your children overflow. And every devourer, in the form of sickness, or disease, or demons, or court cases, any problem whatsoever that could take the money out of the hands of your children, I rebuke them in Jesus' name. Those who have no jobs, provide for them. Those who want promotion, provide for them. Those who are trusting you for future partners, before this year of the king runs out, answer them in Jesus' name. Put the devil to shame. Glorify your name. For we pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Psalm 47, verse 1. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. The Almighty God has all the people to clap their hands. Well, you can go ahead and do that.
Now.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen.
Amen.
I have explained to you what clapping hands means to God. It's telling God, God, I will cooperate with you. And I've told you this story before of the two hands who were listening to birds singing. And they too want to sing like the birds. They wanted to make music unto their God. So they tried individually. They waved the finger. No sound came. They tried and tried. No music. So by accident, two fingers began to cooperate. And they discovered that if two fingers cooperate, they can make some music. I mean, you can make some sound by two fingers cooperating. Then they said, if two fingers cooperating and they can produce some sound, then maybe one finger and one hand can produce a better sound. They tried it, they found that it worked. Say,
well,
how about two fingers and one hand? They found that, oh, they are getting better music. Three fingers. Four fingers. The two hands. Hallelujah. Each time you clap, you're telling God, I will cooperate with you. How many of you are ready to cooperate with God?
All
right, go ahead, show him now. Come on, show him how well you will cooperate with him. Amen.
Amen.
So the Lord says, clap your hands, all ye people. All over the world, he said, they are free to clap their hands. And then he went on and said, every people should also shout with the voice of triumph. Those of us who are the Holy Ghost service, this last one, we saw what happened. By the way, how many of you were not at the last Holy Ghost service? Wave your hand, let me see. Those who
are
not there. See, God is faithful. He told me to tell the pastors. He said, tell your pastors to go home and tell their congregation that the crowd is large, but those who are supposed to be there are not there. I said, Lord, I know you are always true, but there cannot be people from the headquarters. So he said, go and find out on Sunday morning. And I found out now. How many of you were there? Let's see those who were there now. So those who are there are less than those who are not there.
I want you there. One want you
I am not asking those of you who are not there to come because the place is empty.
Anytime
I had to leave my office to go to the auditorium, I need about a dozen people to create a path from the crowd. Because of the wall of people. It's not that there is no people. The people there, in fact, from time to time I ask myself, where are these people coming from? And God is still saying that those who are supposed to be there are not there.
ani won si nbe Olorun sanu.
That's right. God have mercy.
No sanu.
Now those of us who are there,
yeah, to one,
we cannot forget Friday night.
I mean,
for the rest of our lives. At least I know I cannot forget that night. He asks us to shout with a loud voice of triumph. We did.
I see.
And then things began to happen. Things that I'm sure will take months before we can get all the testimonies. But you see, the point we want to make quickly this morning, because time is gone, is that God who asks people to shout with the voice of triumph is fully aware that in any congregation, there will always be three categories of people. Number one, those who have just won a victory. For those people, it is easy to shout hallelujah. Number two, those who are fighting a battle, who are going through some very tough time, and yet he asked them to shout with the voice of triumph. And then number three, those who have just been defeated, those who drag themselves by force to church, because a part of their mind is saying to them, why do you want to go to church? What has that God done for you? I have to know, if that God is on his throne, why did he allow your child to die? Why did he allow them to sack you in your place of work? Where was he when your car was getting burnt? And some these people will say, I will still go to church anyway. Any day you come to church, you will find those three groups. Those who have just won a victory. Those who are going through a battle. And those who have just been defeated. And he said, every one of them must shout with the voice of triumph. Why? Well, I mean, if he has just given you a victory, we don't need to tell you to shout before you shout. If you don't shout, then you must be an ingrate. After all, when he healed 10 lepers, one came back at least to say thank you. When the children of Israel crossed the Red Sea, Moses suddenly became a composer. And they began to sing. Anybody can sing when they've won a victory. Even though we are fighting a battle, we are going to win anyway. And like I told those who are the Holy Ghost service, the wall of Jericho heard the noise of the children of Israel and fell. So when you shout with the voice of triumph, then definitely the wall of Jericho surrounding you will be compelled to fall. When you are fighting a battle, you will remember that he has promised that you will be head, you will not be tail. He said you will be above only, you will not be beneath. So even though you may be fighting a battle, you know that because you are a child of God, you are like a cat. No matter how you drop a cat, it's going to land on his feet. I'm fighting a battle. I know that very soon a testimony will come. So those who are fighting battles this morning, let me hear you shout hallelujah. While I'm fighting the battle, I know He says, no weapon formed against me will prosper. He says, say you to the righteous, it will be well with
you.
So I know my tomorrow will be all right. Oh yes, I know I'm fighting a battle. But he said, the enemies that come against me will be smitten before my face. So all I'm waiting for is for him to do the smiting. So it doesn't matter what the situation may be. No matter how hot the battle may be, I can still shout because he asked me to shout. But what about those who have lost a battle? Begin to wonder, are his words forever said true? Who said that will be above only? It seems as if I'm on the ground now. One who said that more than a conqueror, I have just been defeated. But then even when you have been truly, truly defeated, you can still shout for triumph. Why? Because the Bible says in all things give thanks. That's 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In all things give thanks. Why? Because he said in Romans chapter 8 verse 28, he said all things work together
for
to them that love God. Every defeat is a blessing in disguise. At the moment that you thought that you have lost, at the moment that you thought you have lost, the Almighty God is saying you have won. You see, he said, my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither your ways my ways. He said, as the heaven is higher than the earth, so are my thoughts higher than your thoughts, and my ways higher than your ways. I was talking with one young man. We were in the plane together some time ago. And he was coming to apologize to me for something that happened 6 years ago. I have forgiven this fellow again and again. He just didn't believe that somebody like that could be forgiven. Oh, truly, when the thing happened, it was the worst experience of my life. But as I look back, I discover that it was the best thing that ever happened to me. And I told him, sir, you don't know it.
Oh, ma.
You thought you were used by the devil.
Oh, okay.
No, you were used by God.
Oh, Lord, well,
to teach me lessons I need to learn, so that I can reach my goal. Anything that happens to you, God is using it to take you to where he wants you to be.
Oh, Lord, well,
I've told you the story before of somebody who came and said, sir, I want you to pray for me. I want to be one of three people who will be sponsoring the convention. I want to be able to pay for 1/3 of whatever the convention will cost. So I prayed for him. And then he left. But a month later, he came back. Seriously worried. Sir, I asked you to pray for me that I may sponsor the convention. I got to the office this morning and they sacked me. I said, congratulations. How can you say congratulations? When I had a job, I was asking God to bless the job so that I can serve him. Now I've lost the job. I said, congratulations. You said you want to sponsor the convention. How much is your salary? God has to take that job away to give you one that will enable you to do what you want to do. One door must shut for another one to open. Whatever may be your situation, everything is working together for your good. Can I hear you shout hallelujah now?
Hallelujah!
Clap your hands, all ye people. Clap your hands, all ye people. Shout out to God with the loud voice of triumph. Amen. If you are victorious, you are supposed to shout. If you are going through a battle, you are supposed to shout. If you have just been defeated, you are supposed to shout. Because at the end of the day, anyone who is on the side of the Lord will discover that whatever may be happening, the God you are serving is a good God. He will never do evil. He has a plan for your life. Nothing happens behind his back. He doesn't sleep. He doesn't travel. He's never tired. He's never on strike. Whatever may be happening, he's working something out. He's leading you one step after the other.
He wants
the goal where you should be. When Joseph was in Potiphar's house, oh, he said, oh God, you are good. Even though I am a slave, I have been made an overseer. God, you are wonderful. The next moment, he found himself in jail. Lord, are you still there?
Yeah, Baba.
If he didn't go to jail, he would not meet those people who would lead him to the throne. Everything that happens to you is already written in the plan of God for your life. The only fellow who should not clap, the only fellow who should not shout, he's the one who's not born again. Because if you are not born again, and you are clapping, and you are shouting, you are clapping on the way to hell. You are shouting on the way to hell. But you can turn around today and say, Lord, I don't want to go to hell. I want to go to heaven. I want to be with those who are praising you forever. And the good news is, he will receive you as well. Wash you in his blood. And then you two can wake up and say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And then you two can say you to the righteous, it shall be well with me. I know my tomorrow will be all right. And then you two will be able to say, all things work together for good to them that love God. Now I love God, and I know all things we walked out together for my good. That's why if you are here this morning and you are not born again, stop clapping towards hell. Don't clap towards her. Don't join those who are shouting towards
her.
Change your ways. Repent. Come to the Lord and come and join those who are clapping to heaven and those who are shouting all the way to heaven. God is willing to save your soul today, and is inviting you now to come to the altar, kneel before him, and ask him to save your soul. The rest of us, doesn't matter what you are going through, the God expects you to shout. He expects you to praise him from the bottom of your heart. He doesn't want you to do it grudgingly. He said you are to shout so that the heavens will hear. You are to shout so that the devil himself will hear and know that he has lost the battle. Shall we stand
there?
First, let me hear you shout one hallelujah. Those of you who want to give your life to Jesus, I invite you to the altar now. You may be the only one God is talking to. Don't wait for anybody else. Some people, it doesn't matter what they hear, they will still go to hell.
Why does not party?
Because they won't change. But maybe you are different. And you want to come now. Come to the altar. Kneel before your maker. And say, please save my soul. Have mercy on me. God bless you as you come. Maybe there are others who want to join this already. Come quickly. God is calling you today. That's why he brought you. So that he can save your soul. So that he can forgive your sins. So he can wash you in his blood. God bless you. Keep coming. Keep coming. Come from all over the place. And as you come, just begin to talk to God. Come on, don't wait for anybody else. Don't look at anyone. When it is time to go to heaven, none of these people can follow you. When they follow you to the grave, they wave and go back. It will then be you and your God. Come and settle with God today. Come on, the Lord is calling. He's calling the young. He's calling the old. In fact, he's calling the old more than the young. Because anytime from now, they can go. So he wants you to settle with him. He wants you to come and ask for the forgiveness of your sins. He wants you to come and call him and say, Lord, have mercy on me, save my soul. So come on now, the Lord is coming. The rest of us, with a loud voice, let's praise him. Let's glorify his holy name. Let's tell him, Father, I will praise you. I will glorify your name. I will lift you up. I will bless your name. It doesn't matter what I'm going through. I will praise your name. Go ahead, praise him. Glorify his holy name. Magnify his holy name. And those of you who want to give your life to Jesus, come on now, come on. The Lord is still calling you. He said, come, come. Come and give your life to him. Come and call on him. And ask him to be merciful unto you. Call on him today. Today is the day of salvation. Let's praise him. Let's magnify his holy name. Let's praise the Lord. Hallelujah.